Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox ended their 2019 season yesterday with a walk-off win at Fenway Park.
Chopper off the glove. Mookie on his way to third. He'll take a big turn. Here he comes. And he dives and he scores. And the Red Sox win it.
That was the call on Nesson as Mookie Betts scored from first on an error, giving the Red Sox a 5-4 win over the Orioles. Here's one of the top questions for the Red Sox now. Was that the last time we'll see Mookie in a Red Sox uniform? The Sox ended the season with a record of 84-78, well out of the playoffs, just 1 year after winning the World Series, with plenty of possible off-season changes ahead. For a look ahead and what went wrong this season, we spoke with Boston Globe Red Sox beat reporter Alex Speer. He says one of the Red Sox' biggest challenges this year was their successful title run last year.
They asked their pitchers to go to extraordinary lengths to win a World Series in 2018. And so the pitchers basically weren't physically ready, by and large, for the start of this season, especially the starting pitchers. By the time they found their footing, they were still encountering injury problems with the starting rotation, and they never figured out a good way of addressing it. That left them with just an inadequate number of arms, despite the fact that they still had an elite offensive team this year.
We know about the fans' disappointment with how the season's gone, but what's your sense about the feeling inside the clubhouse?
Oh, there's grave dissatisfaction and disappointment with what happened. There was reason for optimism among a lot of them that they had a chance to be better, to improve, and to build upon some of the successes that they had in 2018. But the Red Sox lesson in that idea this year was certainly a painful one, and one that was not enjoyable at all for the players inside of the clubhouse, who spent quite a bit of the year lamenting either their personal or collective disappointment.
Well, we certainly know that there are changes ahead for the Red Sox, and there's already been one big change in that the team fired general manager Dave Dombrowski a year after the Red Sox win the World Series. Here's Sox manager Alex Cora reacting to Dombrowski's firing.
We were successful last year. This year, not that much, you know, and there's a business that, you know, sometimes you got to take tough decisions, and he's probably a Hall of Famer, what he did for the organization the last 4 or 5 years.
Where did Dombrowski and Red Sox ownership clash? What did he not do for them that they wanted him to do?
Dave Dombrowski was someone who believes very much in star retention and in the idea of building around established stars. And I think that ownership was getting to the point of recognizing that the Red Sox are an organization that's going to have to find future stars. Dombrowski kind of pounded the table for significant commitments. Ownership signed off on them. And the fact that he made those investments may limit their ability to retain other stars going forward. So I think that it was just how Dombrowski was managing the holistic picture of where the Red Sox are.
All right, let's go deeper into the clubhouse. Among the Red Sox players with uncertain futures is, of course, J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts. Let's start with Mookie. Last year's American League Most Valuable Player has turned down a contract extension with the Sox and could possibly be traded. What are the chances he's not on the roster next season?
I would say there's probably between a 30 and 50% chance that he's not back, if I'm going to handicap it. If he is determined to test his value on the open market after the 2020 season, then I think that the Red Sox have to ask themselves, would they be better off kind of reallocating the $25 to $30 million that they'd have to spend to keep Mookie Betts around on a number of different positions, or are they better off keeping this one superlative talent? I do think that it's going to be difficult for them financially, based on what they want their payroll to be, to retain both Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez this winter.
And what do you think J.D. is considering?
Well, he has the opportunity to opt out of his contract with the Red Sox. So he has the opportunity, if he wants to test the open market and to see if one team would reward him beyond the Red Sox remaining commitment of 3 years and $60 million. And that would be a gamble.
On the bright side, young players like Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers had great seasons. What's the outlook for these two core players, and can the Red Sox build a team around them?
Absolutely. You know, those are centerpiece guys for years to come. Xander Bogaerts already agreed to a contract extension with the Red Sox that runs for the next 6 years, and Rafael Devers is not eligible for free agency for another 4 years. So those guys present a very, very good foundation of an elite offense moving forward. But the Red Sox shortcoming this year was not its offense. It was their ability to keep other teams off the scoreboard.
So I acknowledge it's way early for me to be asking this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway as my final question. Do you see the 2020 season, do you see next season as a rebuilding year or a year in which the Red Sox will contend?
They do not believe in rebuild seasons in Boston. The roster is going to look different in 2020 than it did in 2019, but it's going to be different with an eye towards contending next season.
Alex Beer, Red Sox beat reporter for the Boston Globe, thank you so very much for speaking with WBUR.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.